This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know, the most important thing you know in this world is not knowing the right people, but knowing the right person, Jesus Christ. I don't know how many parents I've met over the years who are interested in their teenage son, their teenage daughter being connected to the right people. When you go to college, make sure you get connected to the right people. Get in with the right group of friends. Nothing evil about that, inherently so. But my point is this: why would you be interested in getting connected to the right people, but you don't know the one who has all authority over disease, the demonic, and death itself? Why would we be interested in our children knowing the right people, but we're not interested in them being connected to the one who has all authority and power? Verse 42 says, at daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place, and Matthew or Mark says, to pray. Do you have a place that you go to pray? I don't say this in a bragging way at all. I'm just as a point of information. Every church I've served, there's a place I have in each building that I've served where I go to pray. Nobody knows where it is. I just go to a place and I pray alone. Do you have a place where you can get alone with the Lord? You say, what difference does it make? All the difference in the world. And I'm going to tell you a story at the end of the message, I think, that will help prove that. But do you have anywhere you go to say, I'm going to spend some time alone with the Lord? And here's my point. If Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, God incarnate, God in the flesh, felt the need to go to a solitary place to pray, why would you think you don't? Why would I think for 2 seconds that I don't? Verse 43, Jesus said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent. The phrase kingdom of God is mysterious to some people, but it's really simple. A kingdom is any place where a king reigns. Remember that. A kingdom, any place where a king reigns, and the kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. I've got an announcement to make to you today. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he's in your heart, you're part of the kingdom of God, whether you know it or not. I'm not interested in people becoming church people. Never have been. Not interested in seeing you or me become a church guy, a church woman. I am interested in you becoming a kingdom man or a kingdom woman. You know what a kingdom man does? A kingdom man's a guy who has a job, he has a career, he has an education, he has a family, but he realizes that everything he does is under the umbrella of the kingdom of God. Even in the secular world, and he moves and he operates and he travels and he has business, it's in the kingdom, the context of the kingdom of God. A kingdom woman is a woman who says, I know in my job or whatever I do, it's under the umbrella of the kingdom of God, and I move and operate in the kingdom. That's what it means to be a kingdom man or a kingdom woman. You realize that everything is part of something larger. And you think in kingdom terms. How does this advance the kingdom of God? How does this improve the kingdom of God? How does this work into the kingdom of God in my life? We're all kingdom people. The kingdom of God has a past component, a present component, and a future component. You think of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the Old Testament, kingdom of God. Present component, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you, just like I said a minute ago. And then the future component, in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, past, present, and future.
We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. We've been telling you about a new feature on Cross Hope. It's called Visual Stories. Look at Visual Stories on crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.